This listener essay by Catherine Allen is entitled The Power of Warmth and Icy Resolve.
Look for me at the Spectrum this Friday. I'll be first in line to watch Spielberg's film about Lincoln's battle to render slavery illegal, not by war, but by amending the Constitution. Like many people, I have a crazy passion for Abraham Lincoln. Mine perhaps began as serendipity. Lincoln gave his first ever political speech in Decatur, Illinois, the city of my birth. Every license plate in my home state brags, Land of Lincoln, and my schooling is heavy on rail-splitting lore. But it's more than that. I'm intrigued by underdogs who triumph, mystified by their skill and tenacity. How did Lincoln, born in a cabin that likely had no spoons, much less silver ones, become an icon for the ages? I've read a score of books about Lincoln, but the 754 pages of Doris Kearns Goodwin's Team of Rivals daunted me. I finally plucked it off my shelf after hearing that it guided Spielberg's film. I gave 5 days of my life to read it, happy to tune out the last week of our recent election. If we think today's politics are ugly, and they are, our rancor is kid stuff compared to what Lincoln faced. His cabinet, the Team of Rivals in Goodwin's book, constantly fought each other and their president. Lincoln's own political party was eternally infighting, and the public stomach for war waxed and waned. More soldiers died at Gettysburg than we lost over the 11 years of the Vietnam War. The grand experiment in democracy teetered on collapse during Lincoln's entire presidency. Knowing that our country survived that and continued to make progress in civil rights helped me survive the last week of the Obama-Romney smackdown. I support President Obama, but it remains to be seen whether he can bring together angry losers and smug winners. But he must. Yet again, we face social and economic issues of historic proportion. How did Lincoln hold it all together? Millions of pages have been written about his political genius, and I could never summarize them here. But I am intrigued by something new I learned in Team of Rivals. Lincoln never hesitated to forgive vitriolic personal attacks. He appointed as Secretary of War a man who had brazenly humiliated him, even calling him an ape. Generals who disobeyed his commands to advance were given sway. Members of Congress who vowed to destroy him were invited for a friendly chat in the White House. Furthermore, Lincoln was adept at apology. When he treated someone harshly or wrongly, he would immediately write a letter asking forgiveness. The president's refusal to bear grudges and his willingness to apologize turned countless enemies into ardent supporters. His humility bound together his cabinet, his party, and ultimately a bitterly divided country. On the other hand, Lincoln didn't hesitate to play hardball when the stakes were immense. When the proposed 13th Amendment was at risk of not passing, Lincoln pulled two supporters into his office and ordered them to secure two wavering votes. When they asked how to do it, Lincoln surely pulled up to his full height. I can almost hear him pounding the table and thundering his answer. I leave it to you to determine how it shall be done, but remember that I am the President of the United States, clothed with immense power, and I expect you to procure those votes. The 13th Amendment passed by a 2-vote margin. It took a man with both humility and a willingness to unabashedly pull rank to end the shame of humans buying and selling other humans. Obama took his first oath of office with his hand on Lincoln's Bible. Let's hope that in his second term, he takes closer direction from Lincoln's playbook. Obama seems to lack both Lincoln's warmth and his willingness to get down and dirty when the stakes are highest. But there is hope. Reflecting on his first term last week, Obama said, "You taught me to be a better president." We who believe our future requires both fiscal restraint and unbridled social progress, we are counting on that.
Catherine Allen is a writer living in Menands. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.